Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say hello to one of the Design and Darba emerging creatives for 2016. A very impressive individual, Jamie Lee Matthews. Jamie Lee, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Very, very cool to speak to you. I mean, there's so much that you do, and you're an unbelievably impressive individual. You are this creative extraordinaire. In a nutshell, if I say Jamie Lee Matthews, what do you get up to every day of your life? What is it that you want to be known for, or that you're becoming known for?
Well, currently I'm still studying, but ultimately I want to be a storyteller. That is my main goal. Like, I'd like to, like, eventually have a book of stories, like, archives of people all around South Africa.
Let's talk about your journey in unlocking your creative voice and in figuring out that, you know, graphic design and photography was something that you really wanted to do. I mean, take me through the early signs that this was going to be what you would look like in your late teens and early 20s.
When I was younger, I always wanted to be a graphic designer. Like, my aim was to do advertising. But as I started my studies, I realized that photography is something I wanted to do. It was one of our subjects. And I just developed a passion for it since then. Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to develop a passion for something, but it's another thing to turn it into a career and, you know, to base so much of your sense of achievement in that passion.
Yeah, I understand that. It's fulfilling in that sense because I developed my passion on it and then it moved into something new.
Let's actually talk about this internet thing for a second. How has the internet helped you unlock your creative side?
Well, Instagram has been a big help. Now, it's a great medium for photography. You get to post pictures and really connect with your audience directly, which is extremely helpful.
And how do you figure out, you know, how to market yourself online and to push your work out there?
I've actually just started with Instagram, but I think what's important is like doing it in an honest way so that people truly see what you want to do and what you're trying to achieve so that they connect more directly with you, I guess.
Let's talk about this series of portrait photographs that you did called the Project Lifelines. Tell me a little bit more, because this is something that you've done that a lot of people have really lauded and said is fantastic work.
What I did with Project Lifelines was I interviewed people while I was taking their portrait, and then I used lines like to connect their stories, like across their faces. Yeah. So if the person's very complex, the line work would be more intricate.
Unbelievable. And what was, you know, for you very cool about the feedback you received?
Yeah, I enjoyed the feedback. It was really nice seeing people's perspective on your work, like to get a whole new view on what you created.
Very cool. Well, listen, Jamie Lee, thank you so much for weighing in as one of Design and Darba's emerging creatives for 2016. We're very excited to see what you do next. People can keep up with you. It's at @JamieLee_Matthews on Instagram. Jamie Lee, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Very impressive having met Khalirekwe Maimane at Design and Darba 2016 when we were broadcasting live. Time to touch base with @Khali_Lee again, a young creative, an aspiring film director whose work is inspired by irrational fears and insecurities. We unpacked that a little bit back in February when we were out at Design and Darba. Anything changed since our last chat, Khalirekwe?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. And you guys?
Good, good. Anything changed since our last chat?
Yeah.
Can you hear me properly? Sorry.
Yes, I can. Did you hear what I said?
No.
Oh, no, you missed your whole intro, Khalirekwe.
No, I heard my intro.
Okay.
I heard my intro.
Any major changes with you in the past 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, sort of actually now working in the film industry.
Very cool.
Yeah, currently a researcher now at a production house, which has been really eye-opening and like making me see why I want to do what I want to do. Like you said, aspiring filmmaker. So it's been really good.
How so? How is it, you know, confirming that this is what you want to do? What's the difference when you start actually working in the space?
The difference is like truly getting to work with people that can see the potential you have, and you're able to learn from them about, and like just expand the way you think about like moving picture and how you capture stories and creating new worlds. It's different because I've not really worked in a sort of fictive space properly. Most of my work's been documentary. So it's been interesting to work with created narratives.
Talk to me about being in a space where you are willing and able to learn more and taking your ego out of it and walking into a space and saying, you know what, I actually don't know that much.
I personally feel like it's a great thing. Too many people are scared to say they don't know. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're right. I think it's everything you said. You take your ego out and you learn more. And you grow in ways that you wouldn't have if you hadn't done it. It's a step, and you're right. Like you can't allow your ego to get in the way, which it hasn't for me, which has been great.
You still remain true to the fact that the work that you want to do and the work that you are hopefully doing now has to play a very important role in terms of constructing the society of tomorrow. Where are you at with that journey in terms of your work inspiring change in a South African, African, and even global context?
I was working on my last episode of Totama Season 1 before I started working. And I shot it, it's in edit, and then the reference list came out at Rhodes, and it threw me completely. I realized I had to sort of change the direction that I was going in, and that I want to explore more, not so much only culture in the past and present tense, but also exploring and unpacking women's issues and young women's issues and how they feel in the worlds that they exist in. And when I say like worlds they exist in, I don't mean, it's not meant to sound too crazy. All I mean is that as a young woman, I live in spaces that I'm given space in, and I interact in spaces that I might not be comfortable in as well. So looking at how young women interact in spaces that aren't always welcoming, aren't always their own, and them trying to find their way as young, sort of young female, black, marginalized, not LGBTA plus, anybody that I feel can understand what it's like to be uncomfortable.
Mm.
Yeah.
The way you sort of speak about it and the way you frame it is almost as if you feel to a certain extent you have to represent thousands upon thousands of voices and give a platform to what many different South Africans are going through. But what many South Africans are going through would probably be a unique experience. So how do you begin to articulate for a large group of people when they are all individuals in their own right?
Well, by talking to them individually. I'm trying to set it up in a way that I work with about three people, and they tell their own stories, and whether we go in a completely documentative direction or I allow them to story write with me and we create something, that's the best way to tackle it. Cause you are right. It's impossible to tell 1,000 people's story, thousands of people's story, millions of people's story as one person. So I've also decided to like collaborate with people now. Friend of mine is a writer and she's joining me, so we're trying to make it as local and personal while still being relatable almost. Am I getting my point across?
Yeah absolutely.
Not trying to tell people who's what and what to do and where to go, but just showing them what it's like for some of us.
Give me the most difficult moment that you've had on set while filming something thus far where it's just really affected you personally.
On set?
Yeah, or while you're filming or creating something.
For me, like, being on set is stressful, but stressful for different reasons. So I'll say I'm not going to mention a moment where on set something's happened, but in creating, I'll be writing and things just pop off, like the internet. The internet constantly being there, a constant stream of new information and new things that can be either joyful or very hurtful and so removed from you and yet affect you so greatly, or even, or rather to say, things that trigger old memories, things that trigger parts of you that you think you've forgotten. Like with what happened at Rhodes, one of my best friends was very, very involved, and she called me and she broke down about what was going on there. And it reminded me of all the times that I'd been around or partly experienced or just seen someone else's pain. Mm. So for me, that's what has been difficult. Also in part inspires me, and how I feel that while that is true and that's there, it's not the only narrative. And I want to be able to build and tell balanced stories.
Yeah, I mean, it can go either way when you're very personally affected by something. You can either want to amplify what you're doing in terms of telling that story and getting that message out there, or you can, you know, be like, this is too much to handle for me right now. It's easier for me to live my life with certain blinkers on. And the decision to, you know, use it in the latter way, and to use it as something that fuels what you're trying to do, must be an interesting process in itself for you personally.
Yes.
Listen, it's been very cool having you on the line. I have no doubt that you're going to go on to do even more fantastic work, and it's going to grow from strength to strength. Leave me with one final power line.
You always do this, one final power line.
Well, it's only the second time I've interviewed you, so always is a strong word, but it's up to you.
I mean, twice in a row, but okay. Your power line. Okay, I think that the most impactful thing I can say right now to anybody would just be, it's okay to not know things and it's okay to be unsure, but it's very important that you know that at least.
See, I always ask you for the power line because you always give it to me. There you go. all right. It is Khale _Lee on Twitter. Anywhere else we can keep up with you, Khale Rekwe?
My Instagram, which is at TOTAMMA, I think one, at Totamma. If you search Totamma as well, you'd be able to find all my details. But that's where the work is, and that's where people can keep up with me.
Power. That there is one of Design Indaba's emerging creatives for 2016, Khale Rekwe Maimane. Khale Rekwe, thank you so much for hanging out.
Cool. Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.